Mount Forest, a local BIA, hopes to partner with the township on a new lighting initiative to brighten up downtown Mount Forest. Delegating to Wellington North Council Monday night, Mount Forest BIA co-director Dwight Benson said the group plans to install new LED light bulbs in 51 streetlights along Main Street or Highway 6, from Queen Street East to Birmingham Street East, within the BIA district boundaries. Using a recent break-in at the Drayton School of Music on Main Street as an example, Benson said the new lighting will help improve aesthetics and safety in the downtown area. "We're just trying to have a new look downtown, light up the downtown a bit differently, and we think this is one way we can do it," said Benson. "We have a nice downtown core with some nice heritage buildings, so I think it would change the whole look." According to Benson, the new lighting is anticipated to cost approximately $20,000 of the BIA's $25,000 project budget. While not included in the township's 2025 budget, the BIA has proposed splitting costs 50-50 with the township, since the new lighting setup is anticipated to save them $3,000 a year in hydro. The BIA is currently proposing a light bulb installation method that would preserve the existing streetlight head rather than require a replacement, which Benson said could cost at least $100,000. Additional installation funds might be required if the electrical inspection requires fusing in the base of each pole. Regarding potential tariff issues, Benson said they're under the gun as far as pricing, but have successfully verified the proposed costs. Calling the proposal fantastic, Cown. Steve McCabe said his only concern is maintaining the light bulb supply down the line. Benson said each light bulb is anticipated to last 50,000 hours or 6 years maximum, and they plan on replacing them as they go. An installation date has not been set. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.